What is it that you believe that would have been thought of at the time for 666? Did people really not know who that was in reference to?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, that there are really two different ways to approach the problem. One is to think that the 666 is an alphanumeric code.
Okay.
And then you have to kind of work backwards and try out a few names and see, and then add up the values of the names and see what works. And in that stream of thinking, the most popular theory is that it represents a Hebrew rendition of the name Nero Caesar. And if you add, but it's kind of complicated because you have to first take the Greek name pronunciation Nero Caesar,
right,
and transfer the Greek letters to Hebrew letters, and then assign the traditional value to the Hebrew letters, and then you come up with 666.
Okay.
So that's one way to approach it.
A little tortured,
maybe. That way, 666616 doesn't even make a difference because there's one kind of extra N sound in Caesar Nero. It's actually Neron in the Greek.
Okay.
And if you drop that N, which would be the Latin pronunciation, you get 616.
So either way, 616 or 666 would apply to the same guy.
Caesar Nero.
How interesting.
I'm not really that impressed with that. I mean, I know that's I think widely held that this was a code for Caesar Nero, and I think there's some really good reasons for that. Why would they speak in code? Because if they said these things out loud, they might be construed as attacks against the Roman government. There's a tendency on the part of this kind of literature, apocalyptic literature, to like to speak in code. So we're clued in that there's a code here. It says, "Here is wisdom. Let the one with understanding." Those are code words to say that this is something that only the insiders know.
Right.
And
kind
the thing
of wink,
about
wink,
a code
wink.
Is it excludes people. It excludes everybody that doesn't have the key, and we don't have the key. But clearly, the readers did have the key. The original readers. The other way to approach this, and actually the way I prefer to approach it. It's more plausible to me. It seems more like this, the way this literature works, is that these numbers themselves are invested with significance. So if 7 is regarded as the perfect number and the number of the Logos representing the Christ in the New Testament, then you knock one off of that and you get 6. And so 6 becomes a human number. And then if you triple the 6, 666, then it becomes a supremely evil number. And that they're working from this kind of number symbolism rather than the kind of some kind of an embedded alphanumeric code. Now, I could go either way on that, but I really prefer that explanation. It makes
okay.
a lot more sense to me.
All right, but let's go back to the 616.
Sure.
Because, I mean, just because that's the story this week, that the scholars are kind of raising an eyebrow at these new fragments that have been translated, and it says 616, and they're older than, they believe, any other known fragments
uh-huh.
of the existing text. But isn't that kind of cool, though, that if it is 616 and that 666 and 616, if we did apply that to a numeric value, then they all come out to be the same thing. I mean, that's kind of cool that almost no matter what, it still comes back to Nero.
Yeah, one of the things that occurred to me, and I don't know anybody who's actually done a study of this, is the possibility that you had some communities like 200 years after the time that Revelation is written trying to figure out what 666 meant and coming up with different answers and then tampering with the text to get the number to come out the way they wanted it to. Just that it might not be working from the end that, there was a secret code embedded in it by the writer of Revelation, but rather that people later kind of played with it to try to figure it out. The fact is we don't have the key to the code, and we never will. So it's just, this is speculative, and I think those are the two most fruitful avenues to speculate.
So if it is 616, and it's not, just go with me on this, and it's not sure. Nero, is there anybody else it could be? I mean, are there other people that have, you know, implied that the 616 is, or can we apply the same idea of the 666 or the 616 to modern alphabets? Could we use that to try to find a numeric value for you know, a political leader or a military leader of today.
Are you saying finding those values in the English letters of the Bible?
Yeah. Is there a way of transliterating that or whatever?
I think you could do that with a phone book. I think you could do that with the complete works of William Shakespeare. Anytime you get kind of a quasi-random collection of letters strung together, and then you can figure out ways to draw out of them all kinds of hidden messages. Whether those messages were embedded there by the authors or by God, well, I sincerely doubt it.
Okay. Really? You don't think that there's any, is there any thought in modern, of the scholars who study this at mainstream universities, do they look at the Book of Revelation as being intended for modern readers to decode today? That people didn't understand it in the first or second centuries, and they just kept it in the Bible because they hoped that someday somebody could come along and translate it?
I strongly, strongly disagree with that.
Okay.
Everything that I know about the way this material is produced leads me to believe that people wrote for their own communities. Now, those of us who come in subsequent communities of faith, those of us who are Christians, those of us who are Jews, we have to kind of translate this stuff to have it meaningful for us. But the original authors and the original hearers, they were writing to communities that understood perfectly what they meant. The idea that somebody as a kind of automaton or in a trance state writes down this material, which then will have no meaning for 2,000 years until somebody somewhere cracks the code. To me, that really is offensive to the whole human elements in the production of Scripture.
And 616 doesn't really change anything from 666.
Well, I think the thing is we have two very old traditions. One of which says 666, one of which is 616. The translators had to make a decision, and they made a decision on the basis of their evidence. If there's new evidence that would make the translators change that decision, then yeah, I think we're in a very interesting place there, because even if we could demonstrate that maybe 616 was the original, 666 is not only embedded in our culture, but embedded in 2,000 years of religious tradition and artistic tradition. And I don't think we'd be willing to let that go. I think perhaps from a theological perspective, we might say that that the Holy Spirit has somehow stamped this onto the church, and they're going to stay with it. I doubt that it would change.